Hi there, Derek. Derek, thank you for holding, sir. Oh, I'm doing quite well. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
It's not too bad.
Okay, good. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, and then since your business is less than a year old, she wanted me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little bit familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up. Yeah, I mean, it's where we all go, you know, as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And for you, especially being that your business is young, that's the power of this listing. People won't need to know the name of your company, but they'll certainly find you when they're going on Google, going on Bing, when they're on their smartphone or their computer, and they're typing in the keywords relating to the electrical services that you provide. If they type in electrical contract or electrical service, if they type in like panel upgrade or a specific thing that they need, we'll make sure your business pops up. Now, when they see you on that first page, we want them to see a website. So we know you don't have a website, but we're going to include a website for you at no additional cost. We do websites for our clients that don't have one, and for our younger companies, we don't expect you to already have a website. Our job, of course, is not just to list you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to call you. So we know that a lot of people want to look at a website. They want to learn about your company, make sure you're in the area providing what they're looking for, and sometimes even just having some photos on there gives them the reasons why they should call you. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, whether it's residential or even some light commercial jobs, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be the same flat rate. We can easily cover that 50-mile service area. It's not just Google. We're talking Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, even paid Facebook ads. And that way we can target real quick anywhere in that area, you know, even if it's just outside it, but you want to go there. You know, if there's places 15 miles away you don't want to go, we won't run your ads there. We can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. That new in business rate actually is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. In fact, it's going to save you a little bit over 50% each and every single month. Now, it is a month-to-month service. No matter how long you keep the service, though, that reduced rate will stay with you. Even if you, you know, become a long-standing, well-established business, even if we raise our rates down the road, that new business rate is not an introductory rate. It's a fixed rate. It's kind of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for younger companies, you know. We know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients will keep the service long-term because it is profitable to be on that first page. And, of course, your success is our success, so we definitely want to make it affordable for you. Now, that savings of a little over 50%, that savings of exactly $300 a month, we'll bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And then, Derek, that $299 would be the exact amount. You're not paying on top of that. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. You're not paying per click call or job or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Like I said, we'd actually be including that website, meaning the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website, as well as the initial construction. It's all included. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface there, being that it's month to month, is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, I do want it, but right now it's probably not going to happen, unfortunately.
Just the budget or the amount of work you
need?
A little of both?
Yeah, it's the budget right now because wintertime got real slow.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
well, I definitely understand that. I mean, that's actually why the new business rate is the lowest rate we offer. I mean, you know, especially coming out of a slow season, it's hard for anybody. But the return on your investment, that's really what we're talking about here. You know, if you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. But on the other hand, if we get your phone ringing and get you out in front of all the people in your service area that need your services and give them that website, I mean, you are going to, you know, really start to see those calls coming in. And every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services down the road and even recommend you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you to continue to grow your young company. Now, I do want to make it affordable for you. I mean, obviously, the return on investment's the most important thing, right? But
yeah,
we definitely understand that as a young company, the investment part's an important thing too, right? That's why the new business rate's the lowest rate that we offer. Now, the reason it's $299, I mean, it includes $100 of Facebook ads, and that's because you're going 50 miles. That local campaign by itself is really good for about 25 miles, maybe 30 miles. But I mean, to get you your entire service area, we'd want to add those Facebook ads on there. And boy, we did just at the beginning of the year kind of sunset the $149 as a local only campaign. I could do $199 without the Facebook ads. Or what I think would benefit you the most would be if I could get the friends and family rate that we do still have. That's $249, but that includes $100 of Facebook ads. So it gets you, you know, more bang for your buck. I mean, I wouldn't want to shrink your service area down to like 20 miles just to save you some money. But I mean, for the amount of work that you can take on, you know, if I can maybe do that $249 and keep the website and the Facebook ads part of that package, I mean, I think one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would probably offset that cost and have you be profitable.
Yes, sir.
One thing that Lulu attached was Angie Leads. Are you using that service? Are you paying for leads right now?
I just started that.
Okay.
Last week. They called me last week to get everything set up.
Uh-huh. So no leads yet.
I haven't gotten any leads
brand new,
from
right?
that yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you know, one thing I can tell you, whenever someone tells me that they can't afford the $299 or the $4 or $5.99, whatever it is, I mean, whatever the budget is, and in this case, if I could, I would certainly get that reduced to $249. But when you're saying that, you know, you're concerned about the budget, I understand, first of all, but my concern is that, you know, paying for leads is pretty expensive. I mean, they got a couple of different ways to set you up, but if you just paid the membership fee and then the leads on top of that being maybe $30, $40 on the low end or even over $100, if it looks to be on paper a bigger job, you'll be more likely to pay more for the lead. Not really more likely to get the job, just more likely to pay more for that lead. I mean, you might be looking at a couple $100 a week, right? But it is a service that works. I mean, they get your leads. It's just that the leads that you get go to a couple of your competitors too. So
exactly.
You know, sometimes you don't get every job, right? And sometimes you're kind of in a bidding war or dealing with a potential customer who wants to talk to other contractors and try and find the best price for them. They don't even necessarily know that business owners are paying good money for that. You know, I mean, they can get a couple of phone calls for the job that they're looking for. They might even be trying to price something that they're budgeting for down the road, not even ready to hire anybody. But and like I said, it's a well-made service. It's just different than what we do. I mean, their job is to send and sell you leads. Our job is obviously to get your phone ringing. Now, I mean, if I could even get that friends and family rate approved, drop it down to $249. Not only does it save you $50 a month, it also waives the one-time setup fee. That $99 setup fee would be waived also. So even in the first month, it saves you almost $150. Save you $600 over the course of the year, even off of the already reduced new business rate. I mean, and the one thing that I would tell you about a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack, Network,
I've used Thumbtack and everything.
You have,
like
okay.
When I first started my company, I used Thumbtack and it used to be great. But then they changed the policy and everything and now it's a joke.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that from other businesses that have used that service. Pretty much the same exact thing, that it was good before and now it's not good anymore. And a lot of people are
because they make you take instant bookings now, and those cost like four times as much as the lead does.
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm hearing. So I mean, you already know. And what I was going to say is, I think my clients that have a lead-based service, I mean, really, to be honest with you, I think every business owner would just prefer to get direct phone calls. You know, I don't think anybody wants to chase down a lead or be in a bidding war with their competitors. Once we get your phone ringing, you'd probably do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on paying for leads. You know, you might keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will actually shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. I mean, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page. Angie Leads or Home Advisor powered by Angie, it's all the same thing. I mean, they are one of Google's biggest customers. You know, they spend between $2 and $3 million a month on Google ads.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that covers the whole country, right? And all the industries they generate leads for, but they make that $2 to $3 million back, and they're more than willing to do it because they know that they can capture those leads and kind of flip them. You know, they sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competition. What this does, though, it puts the power of Google to work directly for you. It kind of cuts out the middleman, you know? And when we build a website that people can see, and when they can say, hey, this guy, you know, he's right in the neighborhood, he does what I'm looking for. I mean, you know, not everyone's going to call you. You're not going to be the only company on the first page when someone needs electrical work, and not everyone will decide to call you. But that, I think that's a good thing, you know. Derek, I mean, you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls taking up your time and people that don't know what they're looking for or looking for estimates. You will, though, get calls from people who saw your website first. Usually by the time they start dialing your phone number, they're hoping you answer the phone, hoping that you're available to do the job, pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. Instead of dealing with a potential customer who's going to get phone calls from your competitors, you're going to get calls directly to you from someone who is choosing you over your competition. And I mean, you know, you're not a hair salon. You're not like a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs. Profitable. I think for most of the services that you provide, especially if I can get that reduced to $249, I think one job would more than offset the cost of the service. And of course, every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services again down the road or even recommend you to their friends and family. So with that young business really kind of just getting that going on your own, you know, having that listing, having that website where people can find you, that's going to keep the calls and jobs coming, help you to grow your client base. I mean, if I could maybe get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, $249 out the door, website included, $100 of Facebook ads still part of it, I mean, that would be something you would want, right?
Yes, sir. Do I have to make, now I will ask this, do I have to make this decision today, or do I have enough time to talk to my wife?
Well, I mean, obviously we want you to be comfortable in making this decision. I mean, what do you think your wife would think about all this?
I mean, she'd probably be on board, but you know how it is, you gotta get the boss lady's approval.
Happy wife, happy life, I mean.
Exactly.
Definitely understand that. Well, let me do this for you. Let me get an email address from you. I'm going to put this. I'm actually, in addition to asking for that friends and family, I'm going to, and I'm not obviously going to. Obviously, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I'll tell him though that you're a young company, which you are. I'll tell him that you're using Angie's, which you are. And he knows that can be an expensive service, and you know I think he'll approve the friends and family rate. I mean, I've been here for a long time. April 17th will actually be my 11-year anniversary. So usually when I make a response, I can get it done. Oh, I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. We've been around since 2004. The other thing I'm going to ask my supervisor for, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary later on this year. That's a long time, you know, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time, you know, getting businesses on the first page of the Internet. The other thing I'm going to ask my supervisor for, it's called the right of first refusal, which actually means that we'll put this listing on hold until we speak with you again. And then if it's the position that you want, then it's obviously yours. And if not, then we'll reopen it and we'll try to call somebody else. But I'll ask him for that, and that way we can put it on hold long enough for you to speak with your wife. And then, Derek, what is a good email address, either for you or for the company? And I'll get that email sent right out to you.
It's ScarboroughElectric22@gmail.com.
So the name of the business, 22@gmail.com. I'll get that email right out to you. And then I can call you back before the end of the day. What time do you think is going to work out best for you after you had a chance to speak with your wife?
It's probably going to be the end of the day. So I'm going to say probably like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I can call you around 5. That'd be perfect.
Okay.
All right, give me just a little bit here. You said it was ScarboroughElectric22@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm just copying the Scarborough off of the Angie's, and it's populating as not a valid email. Is your business is S-C-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H?
Yes, sir.
Okay, electric22@gmail.com. All right, I'll get that email right out to you, and then I'll follow up with you around 5.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Derek, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yes,
thanks again. You take care. All right. Bye-bye.